It's Marissa.
Be cool. Be cool.
Hey, Marissa. It's so good to hear from you. Yeah, what can I do you for?
Sorry, I'm still figuring out how to talk to you normally.
Hi, Julian.
Hi.
So, I have an interview with my high school alumni newsletter about the sculpture tomorrow. I'm guessing that in several of the upcoming interviews, the reporters are going to want to talk to you as well.
You don't have to worry about that. I won't say anything bad about you.
The point is, I've moved on.
Yes, you started dating again. I know.
Not just dating.
Oh, the texture guy?
His name is Drew, and it's still early days, but we're getting kind of serious.
I see.
I didn't want it to be a surprise when someone asks about us, or how we broke up, or any information about him.
Oh, yeah. Sure. That makes sense.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for letting me know.
Of course. Well, bye.
Bye.
How could she be serious about someone else already? I haven't even had time to get my mail forwarded.
I've got to stop this. I've got to get her back.
What do I do? This is only even happening because of Tad. Also my selfish and neglectful behavior, but mostly Tad.
Okay. Think. I have to undo our deal and get her back. How do I do that? Hey, Google. How to get out of a deal with the devil?
There is no way to get out of a deal with the devil.
Next.
No one in the history of mankind has ever.
Next.
To get out of bad deals, look for loopholes that will invalidate the contract and thereby dissolve it for both parties.
Loopholes? What are my loopholes? I should have gotten him to give me our contract in paper.
Got it!
Yes, I made a deal to be a famous artist, but no one said that I have to be good at it.
Oh yes, I would like a more unnatural glitter. And I will bling out that thing like it's my MySpace profile in 2002. Let's definitely not make it structurally sound.
Hello there, Romaroni. What in the unholy hell is that?
What? You don't like my latest and, dare I say, greatest sculpture?
What is it exactly?
Ted, check it out. I call it George Washington Suckling. But I'm not done yet.
You're not?
The finished exhibition will have someone actually suckling it.
I see. So you're gonna show this in public?
Yes, but not at the elementary dedication you booked me for tomorrow. I'm doing something different there. Don't worry, you'll love it.
Okay.
First, I want to say thank you to PS312 for inviting me to your art class. I believe that art is essential to feeding children's imaginations. I'm excited to unveil my latest piece, B3 Butts, Butts, Butts.
It's...
horrible. Yeah, I know.
Exquisite.
What?
Children, do you see how all the different types of derrières overlap one another? Symbolic of the overlapping cultures in our society?
Would you excuse me for a moment?
How'd they like it?
You made them like the statue, didn't you? How'd you know?
That you were making bad art deliberately to try to blow up our deal? This isn't my first rodeo, or my first humiliating art exhibition for that matter. I'm the devil. You can't outsmart me. But I am a little surprised.
What?
And if I'm honest, hurt. I thought we were friends.
We are.
Is it my breath? It can get kind of sulfury, you know, hazards of the job and all that.
No, nothing like that.
Then what? What did I do wrong?
Someone just offered to buy Butts, Butts, Butts for $3 million. This is insane.
You're telling me. I told her your quote was $4 million.
What am I going to do with $3 million?
I have some ideas.
You bought me a tour bus?
I thought we could do a road trip like they do in all those buddy movies. Could anything sound better?
I think I'll take a pass.
Are you mad I went for the coach instead of the school bus? God, I knew it.
No, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be this person anymore.
What do you mean?
You can have my soul.
I can have your what?
I can't get out of the deal. You made that clear. But the deal's making me miserable.
Oh.
I can't watch the people in my life suffer because of me. I can't live without Marissa. I know you only gave me what I thought I wanted, but you know the saying.
House guests and fish begin to smell after 3 days.
Be careful what you wish for.
Oh, yes, yes, that one, right.
If this is what my life is from now on, I'm done.
You want to die?
Yes. You can do it any way you want, just quickly. And nothing embarrassing. No giving myself a brain aneurysm by picking my nose or something.
So I'm not enough for you, is that it?
What?
You opened yourself up to someone. You come up with pet names for each other like Bro and Atkinson and Taekwon Bro? And then you find out how they really feel?
I don't understand. We're going to be together either way.
I've been in hell forever. And it's wonderful. Never-ending torment, screams for mercy, lakes of fire. But for the first time on Earth, I had something I never had down there. A friend. And now you're telling me that I'm not enough?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, me too.
Tad, where are you going?
For a walk.
Where is Tad? Hey Google, what was my latest Lyft ride?
Your last Lyft ride was a return trip from Coney Island on Tuesday at 4 p.m.
That was when we went to inject hot cheese in the non-cheese hot dogs. Hey Google, what's my latest bank balance?
$3,004.69.
Well, he's not making any more deals or spending anything. Although that may just be because he likes it at 69 cents. Hey Google, what is the latest pin drop for Tad?
The most recent pin drop for Tad is the 7th circle.
Is that a bar? Where the hell is he? It's been days. Where did that devil of a not-so-good time go? I hope he doesn't hurt himself. I hope he doesn't hurt me. I have to find him. Urban Outfitters? Has an employee named Tad been into work lately? He wears flannel shirts with two man buns. Easy to remember. Not all your employees have to dress like that. Some of them have to have those 80s serial killer glasses. Yeah, whatever. Thanks. Hey, Google. Who do you call for lost demons?
For lost children, dial 911. For lost demons, dial 666. Would you like to hear another joke?
If Marissa were here, she'd know where to look. She knows how to find everything.
Did you say, call Marissa? Calling Marissa.
No. Hang up. No, not speaker. No.
Julian?
Hi, Marissa. Sorry. I didn't mean to call you. Google did it.
Is Google also the devil now?
I mean, that's debatable. Look, you're always so good with everything. I was wondering...
Look, Julian, you've got to stop asking me to get back together with you. It's been over a month.
I wasn't asking that.
Sure.
No, seriously.
What were you asking?
My friend Tad has sort of gone missing.
Okay. And I should care because...
I know, I don't know. I'm sorry. It's just that we had a fight and he stormed off and he didn't even take the bus that he bought.
The bus?
Yeah, it's the whole thing. Sorry, it's stupid. I didn't mean to bother you.
Is there something you're trying to tell me?
Like what?
Like, is Tad more than a friend?
You told me you wanted me to stop with the devil stuff.
No, I mean, are you seeing him?
No!
It's okay if you are. It would explain a lot.
I'm not. And what would it explain?
Were you seeing him before we broke up? Is that why you said all those weird things? Because I would totally forgive you.
Wow, this conversation has really taken an unexpected turn.
Why don't you come over tonight and we can talk about it?
You're inviting me to your place tonight?
Yep, for dinner.
Okay. I mean, sure, yeah. I'm free tonight. Yeah.
Great. Drew is cooking.
Drew is cooking? I just remembered. I can't make it.
Come on, we're all adults. We can have a civilized dinner together. You sound like you really need a talk.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so.
Great. I'm excited for you to meet Drew.
If you love him, I'm sure I'll love him. No, I won't. I'm lying. Do you love him? Forget it. I don't want to know.
I'll see you tonight, okay? It's gonna be great.
Yeah. So great. Marissa, it's me.
Oh, Julian, you're early.
I'm on time.
Yeah, but you're an artist, which means you're always late.
I brought you your favorite wine.
Thank you. Sorry, come on in. I can't wait for you to meet...
Hey there, Bromageddon.
Tad? What? I was so worried about you. Wait, what are you doing here?
This isn't Tad. This is Drew.
No, it's not. This is Tad. Oh, you didn't.
Didn't what?
Tad is Drew?
Guilty. So, this is nice. All three of us together.
I'm glad you're enjoying it because this is the last time you're going to see me. Ever.
I cannot believe this. Is this where you've been the whole time?
No, I was here before a little spat. But since then, it really freed up my time to be with Marissa. I can really see what you saw in her.
You told him about me?
And showed me pictures.
Julian, how could you?
You broke up with me. He was cheering me up. Wait, that's what you're trying to do, right? Not just mine me for information?
A little from column A.
I was genuinely worried about you, Tad.
Well, then maybe you shouldn't have asked me to kill you.
Would someone please explain to me what is going on?
What is there to explain? Julian's my bro. You're my boo. Can I get anyone seconds?
I said you couldn't date her.
Did you?
Couldn't date me? Was this some sort of a setup?
No.
I wanted it to be. He refused.
I'm not going to set up my ex with the devil.
Oh, not this nonsense again. Is that what you do? Make up weird stories with each other?
We also ran out of tour bus. We have no use for it anymore.
What'd you say your name was, Drew, on that app? Did you go on that app to find me? Were you stalking me?
Yes.
Yes to which question?
Oh, all of them. And I go by all sorts of names. Satan, Lucifer, Mephistopheles. Well, I stopped using that one. Too hard to spell.
I knew it was too good to be true.
Or is it perfect?
I think you have a weird definition of perfect.
Just go with me here. You, Marissa, are my girlfriend. We have fun. We hang out. We make out. That's my favorite part, by the way.
I'm so pleased.
And you, Julian, are my best friend. We hang out. You complain. We do not make out, although I would be open to it.
No, thank you.
Doors open if you change your mind. Anyhow, as I was saying, Marissa and I, we have something special.
Debatable.
And Julian, we are such close friends, we even sleep with the same women.
Oh God, you slept with him?
We're dating.
My point is, up until now, my two lives have been separate.
Because you were lying to both of us.
Now we can bring them together. Just the three of us. Think of all the fun we could have. We'd be the world's best throuple.
You know what? How about I go get dessert?
I would love to help.
Okay, see? We're already working together. I'll go update the playlist. Norwegian death metal or Nickelback?
I can't believe you're dating Tad. How could you do this to me?
What do you mean, how could I do this to you? I thought he was Drew.
You'd heard me talk about him.
I heard you talk about a lot of people. Basquiat, the owners of the galleries that always turn you down, Giselle Bundchen.
For the last time? I never said that. That was all Tad.
Sure, because he's the devil.
Exactly.
I can't believe this. We're not even together anymore, and you're still ruining my life.
What? How is this my fault?
I meet this great guy, and the second I fall for him, you...
You're in love with him?
Not after tonight, I'm not.
Good.
Although, it's funny. At the same time, I can't stop thinking about wanting to introduce Tad slash Drew to my parents. Is that weird?
Marissa, he's the devil!
I am furious, livid. But also, do you think my mom would like him?
What is happening to you? This doesn't make any... Oh, wait.
What?
He put a spell on you.
Because the only way I could be in love with anyone but you is if I were bewitched?
Yes.
Get out.
Marissa, listen, I've seen him do it before. He made an entire elementary school fall in love with butts.
Made small kids find butts interesting and funny? How difficult.
I'm serious.
I'll throw him out.
Really?
No. This was a mistake having you here. I thought we could be adults, but...
Fine. I'm going. But don't believe anything Tad says.
So it's not okay for me to hang out with him, but you can gallivant all over town together.
He's been trying to cheer me up because I have been lost without you.
Uh-huh.
Marissa, losing you was the worst thing that has ever happened to me in my entire life.
So you keep saying, but all I can think is that up until now, you've had a pretty nice life.
I know I have. And I thought I needed to suffer for my art.
I can't go over this with you anymore, Julian. I know all this.
But now, without you, I'm suffering, okay? I can't eat. I can't sleep. And those stupid posters, everywhere I turn, all I see is the greatest thing I ever had. And lost.
Yeah, you did. Lose me.
Well, I guess I wish you both well. Tad is not without his good qualities.
Those two man buns.
It's because he likes Princess Leia.
Oh, that makes sense.
But he's actually been a pretty good friend. I genuinely don't know if I could have made it through this breakup without him. Of course, he's partly responsible for it, but so am I.
Oh, Julian. Goodbye.
What was that?
It's like there's a force field between us.
If you want to touch me, just say so.
You try. Reach out to me.
What the? The force field flung my hand back.
Is there really a force field between us?
It's like we're magnets trying to touch the wrong ends.
Hi. Tad.
They are my favorite sin babies. Now, I was thinking about our official thruple Christmas card. What would piss off the big guy upstairs more? Us and cute Santa hats? Or a manger scene? With me playing the baby, of course. I know what you're thinking. But I do look adorable in a onesie.